Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Marcia Firestone is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Marcia is the president and the founder of the Women Presidents Organization, WPO. It's an organization that I've known about for a long time, and I've been telling you about for a long time. They do wonderful work for them and for all business owners, but especially women. And she's our good friend. Marcia, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Marcia, what you travel all around the country. And you talk to you have women who are members of your organization. You have a criteria. Women who are part of your organization have to have, what is it, $1 million in annual sales minimum?
$2 million if product-based, $1 million if service-based. And
service-based.
Average revenues are $11 million now.
So your members are movers and shakers. Your members are women who have a pretty good finger on the pulse of the marketplace there. These are not, you know, not that there's anything wrong with, with a home-based business, a woman who has a small home-based business. Many of your members who fit your criteria probably started out at the kitchen table and they built their businesses from basically nothing. So there's nothing wrong with those. But those guys, the ladies that you work with every day, they actually are significant employers in the marketplace, and they're creating some, you know, a lot of exciting things. When you travel around or when they call you, when you talk to them about their businesses at the beginning of 2007, what are they telling you about how things are going?
Well, first of all, average number of employees are 94, so they're pretty substantial.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me two things. One, business is fabulous. They can't even handle the business. Their big problem is identifying and hiring and retaining good employees.
How many times have you heard that, ladies and gentlemen, on this show lately?
It's an epidemic. I would say it's epidemic because they cannot hire enough people to deliver the orders that they have. And, you know, it used to be that I heard a lot more people complaining about the revenue and
access to,
what was going
access
on
to capital and global competition. Those were complaints, weren't they?
They were, but in my opinion, I think the economy is booming.
Well, it's not only booming, Marcia. It's been booming. We're in an expansion that we have been in now for at least 3 years. And the economy the only thing that it's doing right now is it's just not overheating. And see, that's the thing that the media doesn't get, I think, Marcia.
Well, they don't understand it. I think that that's part of their problem in perpetuating a myth that we're suffering and that we're in an economic downturn. I just think that's hogwash.
Well, I think so too. And one of the things that the public was fed in the last in 06 as a run up to the election by the media, and of course the Democrats pushed this issue, and I think they did it successfully, was that there was something wrong with the economy when the economy wasn't operating at 5%, it was more like about 3%. But the thing is that's like the difference between going 150 miles an hour and going 80 miles an hour. You're still going down the road pretty fast. It's just that 3% is a lot safer than 5%.
Right. And also protects interest rate increases.
Right.
And so that helps us as well. And, you know, I've seen the dollar fall against the Canadian dollar because we do a lot of travel to Canada. And we have friends who've just come back from Europe, and they say it's so expensive, which, you know, is kind of, I guess, surprising because I think the international marketplace believes the media as well.
Well, it may be so, but the thing is, though, is the lower dollar has helped to cause a resurgence in manufacturing in the United States.
That's true.
Some of your women business owner members are manufacturers, aren't they?
Absolutely. I just came back from Los Angeles, and one of our members makes parts for NASA. Mm-hmm. And she's been waiting to get into our Platinum group, which is a group grossing for women who are grossing over $10 million a year. And this year she made it. This was the year,
mm-hmm.
because there was such a demand for her manufacturing pieces here
right.
in this country.
Well, and when we come back, I want to talk with Marcia about why, I'll see if she agrees with me, but why I think that we're headed for more expansion, why I think the fundamentals are right for the economy to continue to do well, including and especially for women business owners. 20 Till, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. It'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, by the way, and also check out our blog while you're there. Marcia Firestone is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president and founder of Women's Presidents Organization. That's WPO.org, isn't it, Marcia?
Website? .com, actually.
.com? Oh, WPO.com.
Women'sPresidentsOrg.com.
Oh, okay. Women'sPresidentsOrg.com. What do we find when we get there, Marcia?
On the website, lots of information about WPO, membership, how to become a member, the kinds of membership we have, and information about our conference, which will be announced this week. In fact, I was up reading this morning all the edits for our website. So,
well, go ahead and release that now. It's going to be in Scottsdale, right?
It's going to be in Scottsdale April 19th, 20th, and 21st.
All
we
right.
have some great keynote speakers, Jim Collins, Kevin Roberts, Marty Barletta, all people who will be talking about the future and trends for the next decade.
All right. And you'll have to be sure to come back, if not before, after that, and tell us what you guys learned out there. You know, Marcia, we were talking about the economy as we went to the break. 8 years ago, let's say 8 years ago,
mm-hmm.
The economy, we had this .com economy. We had so many people excited, which turned out to be the .bomb economy.
Right.
And so the media was just giddy about the economy. You know, everybody was so excited about how things were going. Well, we now look back, and what we know is that it was a false economy. It was based on a lot of
hoopla.
Right. It was what Charles McKay called 150 years ago, extraordinary popular delusions in the madness of crowds. And he wrote a book, that's the title of one of his book from 1848, and it was, that's what it was, but the, according to the media, it was like, you know, the second coming. Well, the truth is as we know, it was a lot of air and not a lot of substance, as they say in Texas, it was all had and no cattle. But the 2007 economy that we have now is not based on that. It's based on substance. It's based on fundamentals. It's based on critical mass. It's based on everybody who has a job today has a job in a real business that's got real customers, and you know, in a real economy, in an expanding global economy, and yet you know the U.S. economy can't find a major media outlet that thinks it's doing great. And I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. I mean, even let's talk about employment. We're at very high employment rate.
4.4, almost
right.
record, almost a record employment.
We can't find, as I mentioned earlier, the employees to support what we're selling and producing. And that's one of the problems that our members consistently report is their number one issue. Number one issue, that they can't find good employees who will stay with them, who are educated because of this high employment rate is part of it. And yet we have this vision created by the media that says we are in the doldrums. And I don't understand it either.
Well, how are your members saying that this kind of reporting is good or bad for business? Is it hurting them psychologically? What do you think?
We haven't really discussed that. What we discussed is that every single person that I have spoken with who is a member of the WPO is telling me that they are going gangbusters. 3 years ago, they would complain, this is not going well, that's not going well, and that is just not true anymore.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the biggest opportunity for a women business owner today? Well, if you had a young lady who, or any, you know, maybe is not so young, who wants to start a business, she's got a job and she's got some skills and some background and she'd like to go into business. What would you recommend to her?
Well, I think healthcare and biotechnology and still technology are the great areas of opportunity in this country. I do think that has not really changed because every day, I just looked in New York this morning, they had the top 40 under 40. And I would say of that 40, 10 of them were in technology businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that is a joke or that we're deluding ourselves when we're saying that technology still allows us a great opportunity. But I also think another market that
Can I stop you for a second? It also busts the myth that all geeks are guys.
Well, that's true. That's true.
Because more and more women are, I know these women, more and more of them are getting into technology. And the thing is that in some of them are pretty good geeks, but they're not the geekiest people in the company. They hire the people who really are the micro technology guys, and they run the businesses, and it's very exciting. When we come back, I'm going to let you make that next point that you wanted to make.
Okay. Right. Okay. After
these messages, it's 10 till. Marcia Firestone is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Black, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Marcia Firestone, president and the founder of Women Presidents Owners Organization. And Marcia, give us the website again, please.
Sorry?
Give us the website again, please.
Oh, www.womenpresidents, with the S on the president, womenpresidentsorg.com.
All right. So it's... check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And if you are a woman who owns a business, you want to know about these folks. And especially if your business is approaching $1 million as a service organization or $2 million as a product producer and deliverer, then you're starting to fit the criteria, and you might want to. And if you're not there yet, this would be a good organization to find out more about and to aspire to. Because I've met these ladies, and they really have it going on. And Marcia, I want to congratulate you and your members for the contribution that you're making to the marketplace.
Thank you. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to be able to help and support entrepreneurship.
I know that it does. And I interrupted you as we went to the break a minute ago, and you were something. Do you remember what it was?
Yes, I do. Well, you had asked me what, where I think opportunities are, and another opportunity I see is in the marketing to the over 50 age group, especially women. Marty Barletta, who's written a book called Trendsight, Tom Peters, talks about that market, that it is, in fact, has larger disposable income than those under 50. And it seems that all the marketing is being oriented to those under 50, to the 30 to 40 age group, especially in the retail area. I'm not sure. I think they think they're the ones who have the disposable income, that they like trendy things. But in fact, older women, and they're not so old anymore. If you're 50, you're still pretty darn young, and even 60.
That's a those are babies. 50-year-old women are babies.
But they're the ones who have the dollars.
Yeah.
Who can go out and buy things. And we have to change our thinking about who we are targeting.
Well, you know, it almost seems like the creative element of advertising wants to focus on the younger women when, as you say, it doesn't make any financial sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
By that I mean maybe, you know, it's sexier to show a woman who wears a size 4 than a woman who might wear a size 8 or 10.
Right. Well, maybe that's it because of how they look, you know, that's what they focus on. But if you want more dollars in your pocket, that's not a good decision.
Mm-hmm. Is something that the women in your organization are thinking about? Are they realizing this? Are they focusing their businesses on women of that age bracket?
Well, I'm hoping that their eyes will be opened. Marty is going to speak at our conference in Scottsdale in April, and I'm hoping that that's one thing that they will walk away with, that it's if they're not targeting that market, that they should be doing that, and they should change their approach.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know I was going to ask you this, but what do you think about this new research that alleges that 51% of all women live alone? What do you think about that? Are you familiar with that statistic?
I am familiar, and I think that that's probably true. I think that's been a trend in our country. However, I think that study also indicated that the more educated women do not live alone.
Mm-hmm.
And now 73% of our members are married.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you which marriage, whether it's first, second, third, or fourth, but they're married.
Right.
And I also will tell you that 70% have bachelor's degrees, and another 30% approximately have master's degrees. So mm-hmm. these are well educated.
So your membership tracks with that with the results.
Exactly.
But that surprised me. 51%. I mean, I hadn't thought about it before, but that seemed like a high number to me. I think it surprised a lot of people, don't you?
Well, I think so. But I think if you go into these offices and you see who's working there, I mean, I have an office mm-hmm. with about 20 women, and I think there are only 3 of us who are married.
Wow, that's very interesting. Marcia, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here today. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, thanks, Jim.
Marcia Firestone, ladies and gentlemen, president and founder of Women Presidents Organization. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and remember, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.